All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Let's welcome in the new general manager of the Red Wings, Steve Yzerman, joining us here on The Ticket. Steve, how are you? And thank you so much for a few minutes.
No problem. My pleasure. Thank you.
Couple of things. It was, I guess, at the top of it, you know, when you left in 2010, did you always feel it was going to end up this way, that at some point down the line, you would come back, this would be your home again?
Well, honestly, I really wasn't sure. I left to go to Tampa with the idea that, you know, we're going to be successful. You know, I'm going to go here. I want to do a good job. We're going to win. That's all I thought about when I left. You know, at the time when I did leave, the Red Wings had just won another Stanley Cup. And like I say, Kenny and Jim Nill were running the program. Kenny is a longtime general manager. Young, I don't see him going anywhere. And ultimately, when he does go, Jimmy will take over. Jimmy ends up in Dallas, here we are today. But honestly, when I left, all I was thinking was, I want to win a Stanley Cup as a general manager. I hadn't given a lot of thought to the Red Wings because I know timing is a lot of getting positions in the league, and the timing for this has worked out, and it's probably the biggest one of the big reasons that I'm able to come back. But I guess going back to answer your original question, it wasn't something that I thought of. Hey, one day I'm going to go back and manage the Red Wings. It was, I'm going to Tampa. I got to do a good job.
Steve, it was interesting. You mentioned timing, and I know you were asked a couple questions about it. One of them that was interesting to me was, you know, it lined up where Jeff Vinnick had come to you about a new contract, and you had kind of gotten in that conversation. But, I mean, what if your deal had lasted a few more years in Tampa? Were you still prepared to walk away, to take that break? You had mentioned about doing the job the right way, or did the timing make it convenient to finally just do it?
Well, you know, I guess I go back. Had I had, say, 3, 4, whatever years left on the contract, Jeff wouldn't be coming to me saying, "Steve, we got to talk about your contract." You know, and then I when we had that conversation, my initial thought was, "Yeah, no problem. Things are this was initially early, sometime during the last season, and as we got going in the playoffs, we." You know, kind of pushed off the conversations, and then the off season came along, and now it's really time to get into this thing. And I gave me an opportunity to really think about it, and I had some things on my mind about how I was doing the job, and I really had to do a little bit of thinking about, okay, like, if I'm doing the job, I got to do it right. I got to do it to the level that I think it should be done at and be able to do it properly. And so obviously I made the decision I did, but had I had term on my contract, we wouldn't have had that conversation and I would have kept plugging along. Or maybe at some point, I don't know, maybe, you know, depending on what it is, that maybe there's a time to step down. But again, I made the decision based on I'm either committing to another few years in Tampa or not. And ultimately, I made the decision not to.
Steve Yzerman joining us. Steve, the other part of the timing that I thought was interesting, you had talked about your commitment to staying on board through the end of the season. And obviously, it ended in Tampa in an untimely and shocking fashion. But, you know, obviously, Stanley Cup Finals extend through early June. And you've talked multiple times today about, hey, I got work to do. I need to get to work. What plays out if the Lightning ended up where I think you expected them to go, as it would relate to your ability to take this job and get to work?
Well, some potential decisions obviously wouldn't be able to be made. But as far, you know, I believe the number one priority now is being prepared for the draft. So really, like, in my role with the Lightning, you know, with the way things are today, with games being broadcast on the internet, wherever they are in the world and all over North America, if I can't get there, I'm going to have the ability to see these games or see these players. It's not necessarily ideal, but I'm going to be prepared. And, you know, again, the draft would be the number one priority, even if, you know, if, and that was the plan, like, hey, I'm preparing for this. Hey, at the Lightning, I'm hoping they go on a long run and the season ends, a Stanley Cup, then we got the draft coming up. I'll be ready for that. I'm just going to be doing more on video, more on TV than you know, traveling out to watch these games.
When you take this job, did you take this with the expectation that Kenny will stay on? I know reports of teams have already reached out to him, but is a part of the package, so to speak, you plan on Kenny staying?
I certainly hope he stays, and that's my plan. You know, I hear and I read, and I'm not the least bit surprised. You know, once I'm coming in as the manager, I fully expect his phone to be ringing for other teams to want to talk to him. He's extremely well respected in this league amongst our peers, amongst the other general managers, and he's got 22 years of general manager experience. So I want him to stay. I'm hopeful that he stays, and you know, if there's a good opportunity that comes along for him, I would certainly wish him the best of luck, and we would miss him here. But again, I'm certainly hoping, and I have a great desire for him to stay, because I want to work with him. I really enjoy spending time with him, talking hockey with him, picking his brain, using his experience and insight to help make decisions.
Steve, I just got one more. I know you're pulled in a million directions, but I wanted to ask this. You know, you had mentioned multiple times, I have ideas and I have opinions. And look, it's obvious everyone else has an opinion on how you're different from Kenny. But in your own words, kind of, what do you think the main difference is that you will bring to the table, to that you will be different than Kenny? And kind of, what is that stamp that you will put on this that we will know this is different?
Ooh,
even from an ideological standpoint, yeah, on how you approach things.
Well, like, honestly, like, I'm not sure, like, this is the answer you're looking for, but I'm going to give you the answer. Like, I've learned a lot from Ken Holland. What was Ken Holland doing the last two trade deadlines? He was acquiring draft picks. That's what I would have done. Depending on where we're at next trade deadline, if we're in this position, I would be doing the same thing Kenny was doing, and that would be acquiring draft picks. So the situation is just different. The position of the team is different. So I think we would be having the same philosophy, I think, with the team being in this position, is that, hey, we know where we are in the standings. This is what needs to be done. We need to draft. The best chance of being successful in the draft, obviously, is scouting well, but quite frankly, it's having more picks. Getting more lottery tickets. That's the biggest secret to being successful in the draft. So from that sense, how we're gonna, you know, improve the team, I think we see it the same way. You know, I think our styles, as far as negotiating, I've learned a lot from him from it. You know, they may be a little bit different, but I guess the overall philosophy on what needs to be done really isn't that different.
Well, Steve, I know you're getting pulled away. Listen, congratulations, best of luck, and hope we get to talk to you soon, okay?
Great. Thank you very much.
All right. Sure. Steve Yzerman, your new general manager. Okay, all right. Mikey throwing applause in. Listen, here's what I want to do. I got to take care of some business. I want to get some reaction from people, and I've got a couple questions to answer. Lots left to do here before 6 o'clock. 97.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.